Today we're going to finish up Romans chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 27 to 31. We learn, in short, that if God is the justifier, the very one who makes people righteous by faith, then verse 27 comes about. Paul asks, where then is boasting? And the answer for the question is, it is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? Well, if there is no boasting, then by what are we saved? Surely the conclusion cannot be upon ourselves. If we were saved in and of ourselves, whether it be through obeying the law, mustering strength of our own to turn and come alive, we would have something to boast about. But no, we are saved instead by faith. So the answer is this, by what kind of law of works? No, but by faith, but by a law of faith. This faith, it is a gift from God, it's enabled by the Spirit. And it is by God's will. It is all, therefore, to God's glory. Your salvation is to the glory of God alone, and therefore you cannot boast in anything but in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 28, he says, "For we maintain that a man is justified by faith." How important it is for us in our daily lives to not neglect nor forget this truth, that your salvation comes by faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ. It says, apart from works of the law. So the encouragement here is, do not place your confidence in your works, or your parents' religion, or simply a prayer you prayed, or church membership, or baptism, or belief in a God. Many believe in God. The demons believe, fear, and tremble. Or sorrow over your sin. Many are sad for their sin, but really, actually, they're sorry for their sin's consequences. Rather, what truly saves is repentance from sin and a turning to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth. And he poses another question, or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. By implication, then, though they were and are God's chosen nation, Israel, God is the God of all peoples, every tribe, tongue, and nation. He is the one true God, as 1 Corinthians 8, verses 5 and 6 say, "For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him." Surely a verse that clearly points out the falling short of postmodernism. There is one true God. There is one means of salvation, and that is found in Jesus Christ. Verse 30, "Since indeed God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, is one." He comes full circle here. Both the chosen nation and the Gentiles, the Greeks, the free, the slaves, the rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated, the ones living in high civilization cities, and the ones dwelling in mud huts, any and all who are saved are made righteous one way and one way only, the justification from God Almighty through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He brings a second main question now in our text. Verse 31, "Do we then nullify the law through faith?" A clear answer, again, found many times in Romans. No, may it never be. In fact, on the contrary, we establish the law. So without the law, there is no gospel, and without the gospel, there is no reason for the law. Number one, it was never intended to save mankind, but rather point to the Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ, point out our sin. The law was necessary to show the standard that the spotless Lamb would have to fulfill to be a perfect, without blemish, spotless, righteous sacrifice. And number three, it gives an understanding of God and his character, and therefore a standard for the redeemed to now live by, which was increased by Christ and the New Testament. We are now under a new slave master. We are now no longer under the curse and condemnation of sin, but now we're under Christ, and we get to serve God willingly and lovingly in freedom to him. So what does the law do? It removes any chance of boasting and pride. It also provides a way to live for God's glory, something that is impossible before salvation. We're saved through justification by faith alone. As that main theme of Romans continues in these early chapters, there's no boasting, there's no pride, and we glory in God